There's a lot of trash talk in the CBRM with new rules about garbage. Tipping fees starting at $5 are now in effect at the landfill on the Spar. And there were some mixed reviews from people who were there on May 1st when the pay system got underway. Charlie says it will encourage illegal dumping while many residents are already broke and can't afford it.
What I brought in today wasn't a whole lot, and apparently they're going to charge me $5 for the drop-off. I'm here at least once a week with different things, and that's going to add up over the year. And now we're being hit with this tax, and I don't think it's fair. Our property taxes have been going up for the last 4 or 5 years. Mine has gone up a substantial amount over the last 4 or 5 years. Now I'm being charged to take my garbage where they want to take it. Now, I'm not somebody that's going to do illegal dumping, but I can almost guarantee that illegal dumping is what's going to happen because of this.
He says although most people don't illegally dump their trash, some will to avoid the fees.
They're going to be upset that they have to pay, and some of these folks might earn their living by cleaning up people's yards and whatnot, and it's going to affect their bottom line. So you can see that people would find alternative places to put it.
Meanwhile, Russell doesn't mind paying tipping fees.
I came in more or less to find out how they're going to do it. And he told me that the brush is free, and if I had all metal on my truck, it's free. So a mixed bag, it's a nominal fee, so I'm not really... I think it's fair. I really do, because we dumped this stuff for nothing for years, and I think it's fair.
Russell did not mince words when asked about the possibility of more illegal dumping.
That could be an issue out our way. People will just plain laziness. Like to me, like you know, they're. It's criminal laziness, really. They'll dump their stuff, washers and dryers and big furniture and all this stuff, rather than come to the dump when it was free. So it really doesn't matter that much.
Rochelle Clark is the solid waste education coordinator for the municipality.
They're charged $5 under 100 kilograms, or they're going to be charged $8 for anything that's over 100 kilograms.
Clark weighs in on the topic of illegal dumping, and she believes it could get worse, but she says it's not a new problem.
Illegal dumping is an issue that's been happening here for years. I'm not sure why people feel that they need to illegal dump, because everything that our enforcement officer finds when he goes out to an illegal dump site is materials that we will accept curbside or we will accept here at our site. And dumping was happening before we ever introduced the residential tipping fees.
The call to haul program also got underway on May 1st. It replaces heavy garbage pickup.
The way that this program is going to work is you can call 311. You provide 311 your civic address, and then your curbside collection day is going to populate, and then we're going to provide a list of eligible dates that fall on a resident's collection day, and they will select the day. If that date has already been filled at the time of their call, it will move to the next available date. Then the resident has the opportunity to select up to 5 items. They have to be eligible items that we're going to accept for this program. They select them, and then either the night before or before 6 a.m. on their scheduled pickup day, put those items to the curb, and the collector for call to haul will arrive at the address some point during that day. It is separate from your everyday curbside collection, so we ask that residents place their call to haul materials away from their curbside collection materials.
Clark says the call to haul program is garnering a lot of interest. They received about 75 calls in the first 2 hours on opening day on May 1st. For the Local Journalism Initiative, Bill McCush, Coast Radio News.